Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by Dafa practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 14th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled, My Good Reputation Gives Me Chances to Tell Others About Dafa, by Yuan Yuan, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, My Good Reputation Gives Me Chances to Tell Others About Dafa, by Yuan Yuan, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. I am a 58-year-old Falun Dafa practitioner from China. I started to practice Falun Dafa in 1996. For over 20 years of cultivation practice, I have experienced good times and made it through bad times. Although I have stumbled and taken detours on the way, I sincerely thank Master for never giving up on me. I know that cultivating diligently is the most important thing for practitioners. It is the foundation for truth clarification and for helping people to gain an understanding of Dafa. Elderly mother-in-law recovers from illnesses. When my mother-in-law was 80 years old, she was diagnosed with a number of illnesses. The doctors in the hospital suggested surgery, but after my family considered her advanced age and the substantial medical expenses that would accrue, they decided to bring her home. At home, I taught her to recite, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are good. She took this very seriously, and the pain she had experienced for years disappeared. When she was 90, we took her to the hospital again for a physical checkup. The doctors were amazed that someone her age was so healthy. My mother-in-law told me, Yuan Yuan, I know that Falun Dafa is good, and that truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are good. I will repeat this more often, and I will live even longer. Because she witnessed how Falun Dafa had transformed me into a good person with high moral character, she came to trust me completely. Living by the Falun Dafa standards. When my husband was 4 months old, his parents left him with his father's mother and sister. Thus, he never felt close to his parents. After we were married and had a son, my mother-in-law never came to visit. However, she fell and broke her hip in 2006. I took her to the hospital where her grandson worked because she needed hip replacement surgery. I continued giving her home care after the surgery. It was very challenging to take care of a bedridden patient at her advanced age for 2 months, but I did not complain. She was very touched and said, I can't believe that you would take care of me. Her oldest son visited from Shenzhen and said that I took better care of her than her daughter. I responded that I would not have been able to do this if I did not practice Falun Dafa. In June of 2016, my mother-in-law was hospitalized after she found blood in her stool. I told her to recite, Falun Dafa is good. She did, and immediately began to improve. After the Lantern Festival in February 2017, I stayed with her for over a month and took care of her around the clock. Her daughter only came to make dinner. She mused one day that if only she had several hundred thousand yuan, implying that she felt she owed me that much for taking care of her. I reassured her, saying, Falun Dafa taught me to be kind and to help others. I don't want a penny from you. Husband survives a serious accident. Master said, quote, with one person practicing, the whole family benefits, unquote, teaching the Fa at the Fa Conference in Australia. I have experienced this truth. On the morning of June 17, 2016, our family of three went to run some errands. While walking across the street, there was a loud bang. I turned quickly around and saw that my husband had been hit by a speeding minivan. He had been thrown 30 feet and was lying on the ground unconscious. I ran to him and begged Master for help. Master, please, save my husband. Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are good. About 7 minutes later, my husband came to. Blood covered his face, and I told him that he had been hit by a car. An ambulance arrived half an hour later and rushed my husband to the hospital. His leg was fractured, and the doctor put in a steel plate. He recovered very fast, and our relatives were surprised that he looked so well for someone who had just been in such a serious accident. I know it was because of Dafa's blessing that my husband survived the car accident and recovered so soon. The minivan driver was a 30-year-old father of two and had been delivering a load of pork for his work. He was shaking after the accident. Quite a few people from his family showed up at the scene, and every one of them blamed him for his carelessness. To ease the situation, I said to his family, "Let's stop blaming him. He is young and did not do this on purpose. He just needs to be careful in the future." Then I talked to them about quitting the Chinese Communist Party. They all quit the party and its youth organizations. Rather than force the driver's family to hire a caregiver, I stayed by my husband's bedside around the clock while he was in the hospital. They were very grateful, but my family didn't understand. They thought I was being treated unfairly and stressed that it was the other family's responsibility to pay for my husband's care. I knew, however, that this was a precious opportunity to clarify the facts to the other patients in the hospital, as well as to their families. In September 2016, three people from the local political and legal affairs committee, the director of the neighborhood committee, and their driver came to my home claiming that they were there to maintain stability. I took the opportunity to clarify the facts to them. I told them about my husband's accident and how it was Master Li of Falun Dafa who saved him from death. I explained how Master teaches us to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and to become better people. I also told them about quitting the party. Two of them ended up quitting. Elderly woman blessed by Dafa. A 99-year-old woman lived with her granddaughter, who is also a practitioner. In 2006, the granddaughter called me and asked for help, as her grandmother was experiencing some problems. When I arrived at the granddaughter's home, the old woman appeared to be very sick. We taught her to recite, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are good." As she kept reciting the sentences, she changed for the better. The granddaughter was forced to put her grandmother into a nursing home. The old woman's daughter lived out of town, so she asked me if I would bring her mother some soup every week. The first time I arrived with the soup, I asked the grandmother if she was remembering to recite Falun Dafa is good. She immediately recited the two sentences. Every time I visited her at the nursing home, I clarified the facts to the staff and the other residents and persuaded them to quit the party. In 2008, when the lady was 102 years old, the nursing home contacted me. They told me that she was unable to speak and was lying in bed with enlarged pupils. I rushed over and saw that the caregivers had been neglecting her. I spoke into her ear and reminded her to repeat, "Falun Dafa is good." Although the doctor did not hold any hope of her making it through the night, she did and ultimately recovered. She lived another 6 years and passed away at the age of 108. Standing up for Falun Dafa. The CCP started persecuting Dafa and Dafa practitioners in 1999. In 2001, I went to Beijing to appeal for the right to practice, but was arrested and detained in my hometown. I found a janitor's job there, but because they knew I was a Dafa practitioner, the authorities at the Environmental Sanitation Department only paid me 240 yuan, even though the going rate was 280. I went to speak to the department head as well as to the 610 office and told them, "You cannot discriminate against practitioners. I should not be paid less, especially since I work harder than the others. I don't gamble or drink alcohol, nor do I commit any crimes." I continued, "I follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and am a good person. Why are you treating me like this?" They were moved, and not only raised my salary to 280 yuan, but they also reimbursed me for what they had held from my pay. I've worked as a janitor in many places, including institutional buildings, neighborhood streets, residential complexes, and repair shops. No matter where I work, the managers, staff, and residents all praise me. I talk to everyone about Dafa and quitting the CCP. Because I was the only worker from our institute to receive an award, the director himself drove me to the award ceremony. I was given a red envelope with money inside and greeted by the mayor. A reporter wrote an article about me which was entitled, doing extraordinary things in an ordinary position. I have worked at many different places, including at a bank for 3 years. One day the bank president told me, "You are doing such a great job. We've had several janitors before, but none of them worked like you. I will ask your management to give you a raise." I simply told him, "We Falun Dafa practitioners conduct ourselves well wherever we are." Then I explained that the persecution of Falun Dafa is a crime and how the so-called Tiananmen self-immolation was staged. In 2009, I worked in a provincial bureau. The manager of the properties office praised me for doing such a good job and wanted to give me a bottle of cooking oil as a gift. I politely declined the gift and clarified the facts to him. He agreed to quit the party. Later, the bureau moved me over to the employee residence building. I was assigned to clean 13 out of the 26 floors. My duties included dusting, sweeping, and collecting garbage. Everyone was happy with my work, and it gave me the opportunity for truth clarification. As a result, many cadres and their families in the building learned the truth and quit the party, including a retired director of the bureau. My assignment always changes when I have clarified the truth to everybody in an entire building. It must be Master's arrangement. I know that I am needed at another place to help more people.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.